Constraints on the Galactic Center Environment from Gaia Hypervelocity Stars, by F.A. Evans et al. Following a dynamical encounter with SGRA**, binaries in the Galactic Center, GC, can be tidally separated and one member star ejected as a hypervelocity star, HVS, with a velocity beyond the escape speed of the Milky Way. As GC-borne objects located in more observationally accessible regions of the sky, HVSs offer insight into the stellar population in the inner parsecs of the Milky Way. We perform a suite of simulations ejecting HVSs from the GC, exploring how detectable HVS populations depend on assumptions concerning the GC stellar population, focusing on those that are both gravitationally unbound from the galaxy and which would appear in current and or future data releases from the TxDT Gaia space mission with precise astrometry and measured radial velocities. We show that predictions are sensitive to two parameters in particular, the shape of the stellar initial mass function, IMF, in the GC and the ejection rate of HVSs. The absence of confident HVS candidates in TxDT Gaia data release 2 excludes scenarios in which the HVS ejection rate is GTR sim 3 times 10 carat, minus 2, matram, YR carat, minus 1. Stricter constraints will be placed on these parameters when more HVS candidates are unearthed in future TxDT Gaia data releases. Assuming recent determinations of the GCIMF shape, one confident HVS TxDT at minimum is expected in TxDT Gaia DR3 and DR4 as long as the HVS ejection rate is greater than approximately 10 carat, minus 3, matram, YR carat, minus 1, and approximately 10 carat, minus 5, matram, YR carat, minus 1, respectively. This was Constraints on the Galactic Center Environment from Gaia Hypervelocity Stars, by F.A. Evans et al.